From the deepest reaches of the interwebs are two guys here to reveal the secret sauce in helping you develop multiple streams of internet cash flow. Share the knowledge without all the hype. It's the Internet Income Show.
Oh, I like that.
Now, get ready for two regular dudes helping you become a smarter entrepreneur, get more out of life, and set you on the right path to becoming happily unemployable. Your host, Dr. Mike and Eric Louvier.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike with episode 22 of the Internet Income Show. Thanks guys for hitting that download button and listening in. We've got a great call this week. Got my good friend Rob Burns. Rob is a San Diegan, a fellow San Diegan, and we've been corresponding, we've been going to the same events. Never really had a chance to meet him until like recently when we've been involved in a mastermind group down here. And he's been on the call. I've talked to you about the importance of being in a mastermind. And he recently came out a really cool product that he's going to be talking about, and that has to deal with the world of press releases. And I've talked about it in the past in terms of when we're looking at traffic. You know, press releases is one of the best bangs for the buck that you can do for your own products, making your announcements and such. But he's got a really cool twist that he's recently launched that I wanted to share with you guys today on the call. So, Rob, are you on the call?
I'm on the call.
Thank you, sir. So, first of all, before we get to it and get to the nitty-gritty about the importance of press releases, why don't you just quickly just tell me how you got started in this. I assume you didn't go to a university majoring in press releases, or maybe you did. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny. So actually, way back in the early 90s, we owned a company called Banyan Publishing, and we did a lot of PR and marketing for hotels and resorts. And we actually had pretty much all the national hotel chains, and that's really where we cut our teeth, you know, on the PR end. And when September 11th hit, it pretty much, I'd say, two days after September 11th, every CFO from every major hotel chain, called me up and just basically said, "Hey, nobody's traveling for a year, so you know, cancel our contract." So, we had to shut down. So, which, you know, I would never say September 11th was a good thing, but it was kind of one of the best things that could ever happen to us, just for the fact that, because we had like a 5,000 square foot, commercial printing plant, and it was just like, it was this big giant beast. It was just kind of out of control, and it wasn't, for me, it wasn't pure marketing. It was more just this giant thing that I had to manage. So, so in that respect, it was good. So it kind of allowed me to get back into, kind of just doing, kind of the pure marketing thing, and which I evolved into doing SEO and internet marketing stuff started kicking in. And then, so for the last, 15 years, I've been, doing internet marketing / SEO type stuff. It's funny. One of our first things we got in internet marketing is I had a hot sauce company.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And it was, and so we decided to sell online. And I actually won the International SCOBY Awards, which is like the biggest hot sauce contest in the world. And then we kind of leveraged that. And, it's funny because just to tell you how old I am, like our first online business, like they actually had to mail us checks in because they didn't really have shopping carts that, people could use back then. So they would mail us checks in, and we'd mail out cases of hot sauce. So.
Yeah, you're around as old as me. I remember when I got started, there was no PayPal and same thing. And I was so stupid, I didn't even know about P.O. boxes. I just said, "Oh, just send a check to my home address."
That's exactly So it was kind of funny. It was a much bigger world back then. Now it's everything's smaller and faster. So
were you doing PR work for your own products, or were you doing it for other clients?
Well, when we shut down Banyan Publishing, I really kind of evolved more into the, the internet marketing end of things. And we used PR a lot, actually, but we weren't doing PR for clients. One of the things, too, is my wife. So she actually took a year off and wanted to figure out what she wanted to do with her life, and you know, what's her next kind of career move and all that kind of stuff. And so I said, yeah, just take a year off, you know, do some research, figure it out. So she came back and she says, well, I want to be a professional organizer. And you know, at the time I was, you know, like I'd never even heard of that, and it, you know, it wasn't as popular as it is now. And you know, I was, you know, outwardly I was like, oh, that's great, I support you. And you know, mentally I'm thinking, man, I hope she gets out of her system quick so we can do something to make some money. So yeah, but we couldn't really do SEO or online marketing because nobody really knew what PR was. I mean, not PR, but professional organizers were. Mm-hmm. So we actually used PR and kind of went back to the old school thing and started just creating stories, and we would send in stuff to the media. You know, first we kind of started out in local newspapers, and she'd do articles, you know, kind of organizing for back to school or spring cleaning your garage, things like that. And we really kind of, and every time she got picked up, we created a media room on her website. And so the more she did, the more the actual, you know, it actually got to a point where we didn't even send out PRs because, you know, journalists were starting to use the web, you know, to do their research. And so then she got on local news, and then she got on, you know, some national shows, and she got on Good Morning America and Martha Stewart Radio, and got an Oprah magazine. And
oh wow.
Yeah, then that actually led to her starting to do paid keynote stuff. And so, you know, now she gets paid like, you know, $5,000 to $7,000, you know, to do keynotes for, I think she's done them for like Intuit and Hewlett Packard and, you know, different groups like that, where she'll come in, you know, for their conferences and do stuff like that. So it was pretty cool because it was, you know, an alternative, you know, method of marketing that had nothing to do with whether or not you ranked on Google. But so that was cool. And then, you know, and then once professional organizing really did start become something that people started searching for, you know, some of the TV shows came out that kind of brought some visibility to it. Then we used press releases to actually start ranking and start, you know, driving traffic that way too. So it's really kind of a two-pronged approach.
So let's double back and talk about press releases and on our podcast. We got a whole number of different experiences in terms of our community, in terms of level of what they know. And sure, we've got some people who are advanced, and we've got people who are still beginning. And they may be thinking, you know, what a press release is. Well, that sounds like something that you submit to a newspaper. Maybe you can help educate us on what exactly is a press release, and more importantly, why should we be interested in using one?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's really kind of a few different things. And there's actually, so there's something called a press release, and then there's something called a news release. And I'm actually a hybrid of both. It used to be, you know, way back in the day, you would submit a press release and you were trying to get a journalist's attention, you know, because you sent them something interesting that was, you know, newsworthy, but, and then you would hope that the journalist would pick that up and write about you or whatever. And, you know, hopefully it would be something good. And sometimes they would pick you up. And then sometimes when they did pick you up, it was good. And other times they'd flip it and it could be bad. So B or something like that, that might just take them off enough to do something like that. So, and you would get exposure that way. You know, I would say in the mid to late 90s, some services came out, and it's actually more what we would call a news release. And basically what that did is, because the internet became so prevalent and there was so many different ways to get your message out on the internet, that it completely bypassed the journalist and it went straight, you know, you could write a press release that went straight to, you know, the people that you were actually trying to reach, you know, in the long run anyway. And so... so a news release is really kind of written for somebody, you know, that you know, the ultimate person that you're trying to get a hold of, you know, after, you know, say, you know, whereas, you know, a press release, you have to go through, have a journalist write about you, and then it goes to, you know, the people that you want to see. So it kind of just bypasses right over the top of a journalist and gets the news out that way. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. So what exactly should be in, what are some of the ingredients a press release should be, should have in it if it wants to get attention?
Yeah, I would say, 70% of a press release is your title, believe it or not, because for a couple of reasons. If you don't have a good hook, nobody's going to click on it. So even if, you know, from an SEO standpoint, if a press release shows up, if it's something that's just kind of dull and not engaging, then, you know, they're not going to click on it. So, so your title, you know, is always going to be kind of the first and foremost, most important thing. You know, you want to give somebody a reason to read the rest of your press release. So, you know, and then I would say probably second most important is the summary, which is just a, you know, a few sentences to a short paragraph description of summarizing what that press release is about. So those are, I would say, the two most important things, you know, as far as ingredients. The body, believe it or not, the body of the press release is probably the, you know, third most important. And then, you know, all the kind of supporting materials. With PR Reach, you can do things like you can add PDFs or downloadable documents and images. And so, you know, if you are trying to contact the media, then, you know, any kind of image, you know, any kind of stuff that helps support your press release is going to be great for them, because they can use, you know, they can use that collateral material to help, you know, support the story. We also, you can embed, as long as it's not self-playing on ours, you can actually embed a video, your own video on there. And then we do, and this is kind of what makes us different from all the other PR companies, is we actually, every press release that you do, we have an anchor person in a newsroom that actually reads off your press release. So we make a video of that, and then we embed that video inside the press release. So it's we're actually kind of the world's first video press release company.
Very good. So you're listening to the Internet Income Show. I'm with Rob Burns, founder of PR Reach, which is a press release PR company. And he's talking to us today about press releases. So we're going to, we'll just talk about PR Reach in just a moment. But in terms of press releases, I assume, you know, most people who submit press releases, you know, they're putting a link to their main website, or are they linking to specific areas of your website? What have you seen?
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of stuff, but that doesn't necessarily make it good. what I recommend is, let me know if I'm going above somebody's head as far as this level, you know, as far as knowledge levels or whatever, but. What I recommend, and this is through all the testing that we've done, is actually using no anchor text links, but using all naked links. And, you know, that's just, you know, your full URL. Now, you can have your keywords inside of that URL. And I recommend that for a couple reasons. One is I think those links are more valued because I think, you know, everybody's, you know there's an over anchor text penalty now for sites, you know, since, you know, Panda and Penguin and all that good kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other is, you know, because of that over anchor text penalty. So say you're a fairly new site, and, you know, you put a bunch of links in your press release that are, you know, have a specific anchor text. When our press releases go out, you know, you're going to probably get 3,000 to 6,000 backlinks pointing to you. So if you have a new site and you have 3,000 to 6,000 anchor text backlinks pointing to your site, that page, then you're pretty darn guaranteed that you're going to get some kind of little, you know, you're going to throw up some flags somewhere. So I think, you know, and I think that, you know, Google's LSI is so sophisticated that it doesn't matter. We've actually experimented and sent out press releases that didn't have a keyword on that press release. Hmm. And Google still figured out what the theme of the press release was. And they, you know, that it ranked for certain key phrases that weren't even on that page, you know, or, you know, they weren't tagged or anything like that. So, so as far as linking on there, I recommend, a naked link. I suggest deep linking. Don't always just link to your homepage, you know, link to a page on your site, because that's going to support, you know, that's going to, you know, again, it looks more natural, and it supports the overall, it's going to make your overall strength of your site, you know, much better. That's not a very good technical explanation, but a caveman explanation. And what we recommend is one site, one link to your site,
right,
and then two links out to authority sites that are almost like citation sites, and it'll actually give that first link, we believe, more juice, just because it's showing that, you know, you're not just trying to, you know, do some kind of link spam thing. But the cool thing is you can, you know, that doesn't mean you can't link out to, say, your Facebook page profile or your YouTube, you know, a YouTube video or, you know, something like that. So you, because those are counted as authority sites. So what I would probably do is link, you know, one link, deep link to my site, and then two links that are outbound to one of, you know, some of your social media profiles.
Can you give us an example of a citation site?
Yeah. So a citation site, and that might not be the exact term, but basically, a site that is going that's going to support your press release as far as whatever material they have on there. So, you know, it may be something that's lateral. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to link out to your competition, you know, if you like have an e-commerce site.
Yeah,
or something.
That wouldn't be good.
You know, something that may, you know, that talks about something that talks about and supports, like Wikipedia would be a great citation site.
Gotcha.
So you can link out to Wikipedia for something that relates to whatever you're talking about in your press release. So
when I've been teaching students about inner marketing, and especially coming with the topic of press release, you know, the common question that I get, I'm sure you get as well, is, you know, well, I don't have anything memorable, or I don't have anything newsworthy to put in a press release.
Yeah.
What are some examples you could give?
Yeah. So that's a great one. And I actually, like, if you go to prreach.com/blog, or I don't know, I probably shouldn't be giving links without checking first, but anyway, I have like a little pop-up, and you can basically, when you add your email, you get a form, and it's 108 reasons to write a press release. So,
oh, okay.
So great. People are kind of like, well, what, you know, because that is one of our biggest challenges. Another good way is something we call launch jacking, but news jacking,
mm-hmm.
which we use news jacking to do launch jacking. But, and that's basically where you go to Google News or Yahoo News and just type in, a search phrase that's relevant to your press release or your product, and see what happens in the news. And then basically what you can do is you can do a press release that is, you know, that basically plays off of whatever that news subject is. And you can make yourself kind of an authority where you're basically putting a press release out and you're commenting on whatever activity is going on, you know, in the news that relates to whatever your subject is. There was a guy I know that, created, it's basically like the world's best vaporizer, and so he was like, well, how do I, you know, write press releases about vaporizers? And, you know, I just, you know, go to Google News and type in medicinal marijuana, and I go, there, you know, there's a, mm-hmm. there's, you know, a ton of stuff that you can write about there. And so that's, you know, basically that's a great way. You can also, you know, use Dig and Reddit and see what's trending, you know, what are the top trending. That's a great way to how to write good titles too, is to go to, you know, Dig, Reddit, Google News, and you know, type in whatever your search phrase is, and see what's trending and what's top trending. What are the top trending titles? And
that's a great tip. Also, probably you can also use Google Alerts if you want something more passive.
Yeah, exactly.
And see what comes on. But yeah, that's great tip, because using the, you know, Reddit, you can, and the Dig, see what are getting upvoted, and those are the ones that are, you know, will catch people's attention.
I don't even know if it's active anymore, but I used to use a lot of times Google Zeitgeist.
Oh yeah.
And I would see if there's anything that's really trending that's relating to my subject material, and then go after that too. So that's another one.
Yeah, and it doesn't really have to be directly related as well.
Yeah,
you know, something that maybe you can have a twist to it, and then it gets it back to talking about your product or service. So.
Yep. Yeah, just as long as it relates. So then.
So is the goal for press releases simply just to create backlinks, or are we looking for, you know, certain companies like Google News, for instance, to pick up our press release?
Yeah, the whole reason I really created PRH was because I wanted to do something that, that's, you know, first of all, that actually works, you know, because there's so many, you know, internet marketing, you know, hustlers out there that just, you know, create this widget and sell it and then they're gone kind of thing. But I also wanted something that, that kind of stood the test of time and had more than, you know, it was effective in more than one way. So, you know, if you talk to, you know, Matt Cutts, the minister of, you know, Google disinformation, then he's going to say, oh, well, you know, press releases don't work and link backlinking, you know, doesn't work. But, you know, a friend of mine, Daniel Tan, actually, I don't know if you saw that article where, basically, Matt Cutts put out this article saying that, and then Daniel Tan basically ranked that article using only press releases to show that.
That's hilarious.
So that's one thing, you know. And I'm really careful in all of my marketing materials. I don't ever say, hey, you know, we're the SEO press release, you know, doing that, because, you know, there's other companies out there that we know of that were, you know, huge at one time that basically said, hey, we're the SEO press release company. And then Google like looked at the material and said, no, you're not. And just basically made the whole site disappear. So
wow.
I'm probably more SEO'd out than anybody else out there, but I don't ever really advertise that because it's not, you know, it's not a good thing. A few other things that are really good is, actually using it to contact the media. So, you know, because you're going to get big hits that way. And, you know, sometimes, you know, depending on how you write the press release, you may want to, you know, get it, like there's services like Bulldog Reporter where you can actually get lists of media journalists and, you know, send that press release, you know, directly to those people that are like hyper-focused related to your subject matter or in your general area. But we also, you know, we're on Associated Press and Reuters and LexisNexis and all those newswires too. So you can actually get picked up by journalists. We also built in a kind of a big social media component to ours where when our press releases go out, it also goes out through a feed that goes to all these different social media kind of network that we built out. And social mentions are really good because it's kind of like the new backlinking, supposedly, where, you know, getting a certain percentage of social mentions pointing back to your press releases is a good ranking factor. Plus, you know, you're in front of eyeballs and you get traffic. And then the one thing that kind of makes us different than any other press releases, you know, besides the social media thing, is the video thing where, you know, every press release, you know, company out in the world, you know, is, you know, when you send out a press release, it's somebody talking about their thing, but we're the only one that actually has somebody talk about you in a video. So, you know, you're kind of third party vetted, which is great, because then you can take that and put it on your website, you know, if you want to, you know, kind of build some reputation or you know, authority branding type stuff. And then you can also use press releases for the authority branding, where when you get a report back, basically it shows all, you know, a good chunk of the pickups where they're at. You know, a lot of them are local, you know, news stations like, you know, ABC and CBS and Fox and you know, newspapers and things like that. And then, you know, once you get those pickups, then you can actually, I'm sure you've seen those people where they put the logos on their sites and, you know, as seen on CBS or NBC.
Sure.
And, you know, that increases the price of your real estate. You know, you put that on your site and your competition does it, then you're worth more. And so that's, you know, that's kind of cool. And if, you know, people that are just starting out, you know, if they want to build a little newsroom or, you know, kind of show, you know, all the medias where they've been picked up, you know, with our press release, you can take our videos and embed that on there. And that gives you a good start too. So that's kind of cool. And you can use those videos to video market too, which is, you know, I don't know if you teach your students, you know, how to, you know, any of that kind of stuff, but, videos,
yeah,
rank, like, you know, videos rank really well. So you can use the videos themselves to actually rank. So
as we're talking about PR reach, you know, we have to mention them, you know, the big companies that are out there that during PR, you know, like PR Web is probably the most famous on there. In addition to what you mentioned, how do you differentiate yourself for some of the big boys that are out there?
You know, PR Web was the one that, you know, I basically built PR Reach just to kick PR Web's butt. And they were the ones that were, hey, we're the SEO, you know, we're the SEO press release company. And then Google said, nope, you don't exist. And they actually de-indexed them for a couple.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, a few things is the social media component. Our syndication, we have tier one syndication. And so that's, you know, that's the highest level as far as, you know, Reuters and Associated Press and things like that. And then we also have, you know, I have a bunch of partnerships with other syndication sources that you know, get them on different channels and you know, leverage those sources too. So we're you know, we probably have as much or more reach than a lot of those big ones. And we're right now we're about a fifth the price. So that really separates us. And the reason I built it and the way I built out PR Reach was that we're super flexible because those guys have been established for so long and there's such infrastructure that's built into their systems that they can't really change with the web and they can't really adjust what they're doing to kind of make themselves, you know, as relevant as possible. And the way we build things out are, you know, if things don't work, then we get rid of them. And if you know, there's new things that pop up, then we add it to our systems because, you know, we're really just trying to get as the biggest, broadest reach that we can possibly.
Any success stories for people who have been using PR Reach?
Yeah, I just got one a week or two ago where a guy sent me an email that they were doing a Kickstarter for it was some kind of thing where they were actually trying to raise funds to lobby Congress because they're having something where I think it had to do with horses and you know, horse, like wild horses, you know, being you know, killed or something like that. And they were trying to pass a law to protect these horses and they were doing this Kickstarter and they said that the Kickstarter just kind of sat there for like a month and just did nothing. And, they put out a press release and I guess a congressional aide saw the release and, ran it past a congressman and the congressman called him up and the congressman kind of put his weight and support behind it. And all of a sudden the Kickstarter blew up and they actually like exceeded their goal. And then,
wow.
And then, you know, because of the congressman got involved and they had a bunch of media, you know, media hits and everything just took off. And that was just from one press release when they were sitting dead in the water, and I mean, full disclosure, I don't think that's going to happen to everybody all the time, but It was pretty cool that, you know, we got to do a really good thing, you know, and it was just, you know, just through press releases.
I love the way that PR Reach incorporates social media. I mean, that's so important. We have a special link for the our audience for the Internet Income Show. If you go to internetincomeshow.com/PR, internetincomeshow.com/PR, and you can get started with, you know, as little as just one press release a month. On there as well. So go ahead and check that out. I don't know how low you're going to keep these pricing, so you probably want to run over there and see if that's right for you. Rob's a good guy and really runs professional organization there. And just really, is just, you know, I think you're underestimating, you know, his Rob, your knowledge of the SEO world, because I know you've been doing this for a long time. So I appreciate you getting on the call with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Any last-minute thoughts that you want to share about either PR Reach or press releases in general?
Yeah, I would say, you know, kind of use it to its full extent. Don't use it just for SEO or don't use it just for news. And whatever you put out, you know, put out quality stuff. Don't do kind of the spammy article stuff because you never know who's going to see it. You know, even if it's just they see it online, you know, it quality converts. Whereas if it's just some kind of spammy thing, then even if they see it, you know, it's probably not going to do you much good. So,
awesome stuff. Again, if you want to check it out, go to internetincomeshow.com/PR, and you have all the information there for you to get started on press releases. I use press releases in my business. Again, it's the best bang for the buck that you're ever going to use in terms of building traffic, building clients, building new customers for your business. So, Rob, thanks again for joining us. And I want thanks, and I want to say thanks for everybody listening to us, and as always, keep moving forward.
You just listened to the Internet Income Show with Dr. Mike and Eric. Now, get to work.